Welcome to the Cosmic Mystic Podcast, the space for healers, coaches, and conscious leaders on a mission to elevate collective consciousness. I'm your host, Dani C. Muniz, a former Catholic disciple turned eclectic witch, guiding you through the realms of astrology, spirituality, and the quest to escape the matrix. It's time to unleash the mystic within. Let the transformation begin. Cosmic Mystic Podcast. Dani C. Muniz. I am so blessed and honored to be here with you today, my friend. It is, well, okay. So I guess I'm going to say it here. As we are, I'm gonna air quote this. In spring equinox. Although, are we really? Oh, that's always the question over here. So, yes and no. We are in the energy of spring equinox. Yes, absolutely. Is it actually on the 20th or the 21st? Maybe not. But we are definitely in the energy of that idea of, you know, spring equinox, well, both equinoxes. So the spring equinox and the fall equinox are when we have the balance of light and dark. And so it's this, you know, idea of we're calling, like, spring is when we call back the light, right? It's when our days begin to get longer and longer and longer. And then in fall, it's when they start, the days get, you know, shorter and shorter and shorter. And so with the spring, it's that celebration of the return of light. It's that celebration of a new, it's like that new beginnings. It's, you know, the longer days to explore, right? Because generally speaking, we're in warmer months, warmer times. Although I can say right now here in Central Texas, we are still enjoying, and I'm going to take this as long as we can get it, my friend. We are enjoying like a high of like 63 today. So yeah. So, you know, yes, we are in this season, we are shifting seasons, we are shifting this time, and yet we're not quite there. So it will be within this next week. I will say it is not necessarily on the 20th, 21st, although that is a great place for us to bring this time into our awareness. But, you know, we can start to think of a couple of things, and I wasn't planning on talking about this, but we're going to talk about this for just a quick, just another minute or so, and then we'll do our check-in. But here's the thing is, like, every season offers a new opportunity, right? So we're coming out of the dark, we're coming out of winter where we've been more hibernated. We've been in reflection, and spring is all about action. It's all about new beginnings. It's about the opportunity to go out and blossom, right? It's like we've been, you know, we've been kind of in our container, and now it's time to open that up and expand and connect. So, you know, first things first is we gotta make sure we are ready for that, right? So clearing, both physically and energetically, is something you'll want to do during this transition here. So again, within this next week, transition of, you know, they talk about spring cleaning, and yes, make sure you are, you know, putting those things away, the winter, you know, if you're still in winter, keep them maybe a bit longer. But if you're moving out of winter, right, shifting those, the clothes in the closet, changing the sheets, you know, getting that deep clean done, whether you have somebody come in and do it for you, do it yourself, you know, whatever that is. But then also the energetics, right? the energetics of cleansing your items, charging your items, changing your altars, right? You know, you may have had a winter altar up. You may now want to, you know, have a new spring altar. Generally, during the spring, I'll bring items in that are more of life, I want to say. So like fresh flowers, fresh fruits, I like to bring in during this time, this season. So, you know, whatever it is that you want to do to kind of prepare for this new season, another really good thing to do during the season is to set intentions for what you want your spring, what you want to bring into the spring, or what you want to expand in the spring, or what you're ready to flourish in during the spring. So you can, you know, even create a vision board. You know, I'm all about digital vision boards these days, but, you know, also the ones where you go out and cut things out, which is also fun. But creating like a intention around what is it that you want to call in and invite in this season is also another really great thing to do during this time. But there's a lot of like clearing out, preparing, getting ready, and feeling into this season, right? When we follow, you know, this isn't right. This isn't what we hear out in the mainstream, right? This isn't what is in the day-to-day society, right? Because for us, right, the Gregorian calendar, so the new year, but seasonally, we were still in winter, which was that hibernation and reflection time. And so now, 3 months in, right, a little over 3 months now, we're ready to shift things up. We're ready to make changes. We're ready to, you know, come out of our homes and into the world and connect more. And, you know, I mean that physically, but also metaphorically, right? Coming out of our shells, coming out of the dark, right? And inviting more light in. One of the traditions that I have is practices, rituals, you can call it however you may, is to light a candle from winter all the way through spring. And that goes on every night, and it's on overnight, you know, as a way to remember the light, right, when we're in the dark. And so now we're in this period of, at the equinox, we're in the half and half point, where it's equal light, equal dark. And so we can also use that, again, from a personal development, self-awareness place of where is my light and where's my dark? Have I been leaning more into the light? Have I been avoiding the dark? Or have I been in the dark avoiding the light? So there's lots of things that we can, again, use these rhythms, these seasons within the natural world to advise and guide our lives, right? So, my friend, happy spring equinox energy, because, you know, maybe not, we're in it just quite yet. All right, let's get into, I hope you enjoyed that. I was not planning on talking about it, but I'm like, well, this is the time. So I guess we should talk about it, right? So if you have any thoughts on this, or if you have practices or rituals that you like to do, I'll make sure to put a post over on our Instagram channel. You can find that at Cosmic Mystic Podcast. And I'll have, make sure there's a link down in the description and show notes where you can click on that. And there'll be a post that talks about, you know, what are your spring rituals, or what do you like to do to welcome in the spring? And so that way we can compile a list of things that maybe we like to do and maybe get some ideas there as well. So I'll put that out for us with a ritual that you can do for spring. All right. So here we go. Let's go ahead and do our weekly check-in. This will be the other post that you'll find over on the Instagram. And let me just say this, my friend. If you don't see that post, DM me, because that means Dani probably hasn't posted it and she forgot and she needs the reminder. So this is, feel free, this is your community. This is, we're doing this together, my friend. I am not the person who remembers all the things. And so if you don't see it, say, hey, Dani, where's that check-in post? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I forgot to post it, because that has definitely happened. All right. So let's do our weekly check-in. So weekly check-in. I love this part. So we have begun, and you probably heard this if you listened to the last episode we did here on Pisces energy, and I talked about, I have been stepping into breath work more and more, and actually it's part of my check-in this week, but there was a practice that I recently learned that I've been doing, and it goes around this question of how are you feeling right now, and the idea being that when I ask that question, immediately my mind wants to go to whatever story of whatever situation just happened. But there's so much more that is actually apparent for me. And it's interesting because I really kind of felt this, man, it had to be months ago. I was on a call for a mastermind group that I'm in with one of my mentors. And, you know, she does this like check-in where we kind of like say, how are we feeling right now? Right. And so, you know, I was posting, I'm feeling really good. Right. And then we opened our records and we started asking some questions and we were connecting with our, you know, multidimensional self, right? All aspects of self. And I got some really good insight because I wasn't actually feeling good. That was what my conscious mind wanted to believe, but my body's had another story. And so this is why I love this practice, even if we are just tuning into our physical body, our emotional body, and our mental body, it's really giving me more of an inside look of what is actually present. So if you want to just take a moment with me right now, and if you are able to close your eyes and just get still for a moment, allowing yourself to come into this present moment, to the here, to the now. And let's just take some nice deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Calling all aspects of ourselves to the here, to the now. And just taking a moment to connect in with your body, with the physical sensations in your body, and what is present. What are you noticing? I'm noticing some discomfort in my lower back. I'm noticing some expansion in my belly. I'm noticing some coldness around my arms. I'm noticing tingling sensations in my right foot. And if I move that awareness up into my emotional aspect, my emotional body, and I connect in with my emotional body. My emotional body is excited. My emotional body is feeling really filled and fueled. They're both wanting to come through, like this nourishment. I'm feeling very nourished. And there's also present with that, I'm also feeling a little hurriedness, like a little like, okay, get this done, hurry up kind of energy as well. So although I'm feeling really good and excited and happy, I'm also feeling this like hurriedness. And then if I move up into my mental body and I connect in with my mental body, and I'm inviting you to do this with me, my friend, and I tune into my mental body, the story that is running in my head right now is you've got a lot to do. You've got a whole lot to do. That is one of the main stories that is running. I can also kind of sense, it's kind of in the back, but I can also sense the story of just gratitude for the people in my life and the connections that I've made. And so there's that, that's also kind of running in the back. And so when I bring all three of these together and I ask myself, what is it that I desire right now? I'm really desiring to kind of get some thoughts out, maybe even creating some space to journal and just to reflect on a couple of different things, that conversations that I've had today, and also just to get some things out of my head that just are kind of running and don't really need to be there, but they just need a place to go. And so I feel like I'm holding on to them, right? You ever feel that? Where you're like just kind of holding on to things. I find for me the best way to deal with that is to journal it out, or just even take out a piece of paper and just write it down and just have it somewhere, right? You've heard that. What about you, my friend? What are you desiring right now? What came up for you as you were doing that with me? And you can also dive deeper, right? I talked about this in that last episode, so definitely go take a listen. But I talked about how you can dive into that a little bit deeper and, you know, look for what, how those may be connected or not. So that is how I'm feeling right now. I'm so glad I did that, because right away I wanted to say something different. But after doing that, I really feel more connected to what's actually happening for me. Now, if I go into, what's our second question? Oh, celebrating. What am I celebrating? I am celebrating, and I think this is part of why the feelings of nourishment were coming through, and why there's that story also that was kind of like in the background, right? Around really good people in my life. I just had a co-working session for the Connected Soul Network. I host one once a week for a couple of hours. And so it was me and one of the other healers. And, you know, the first hour we ended up just connecting and, you know, sharing about our businesses and what we have going on, and, you know, running things by each other. Like, what are your thoughts on this? Have you heard of this? Have you tried this? And, you know, it was really great to connect and have those conversations, right? Because, you know, I have people who are other entrepreneurs, right, in my life. And so it was just really good to like have, you know, that level of conversation with her, which was great. And then, you know, I also got some work done, and that felt really good too. It actually reminded me that I needed to record this podcast. So I was that, you know, is that too. I was like, oh yeah, I get to record a podcast. So that was good. So I think that's why, you know, that's why I'm celebrating just having that connection, having that time, and, you know, not, yes, there's a million things on my to-do list, and yet the most important thing for me to do was spend that first hour with her and just connecting and sharing. So that is what I'm celebrating. Now, the last one is the, you know, since we're in Pisces, we're connecting to source, God, divine, universe. And I had this, so like, how did you do that this week? Like, what was your, either your practice, or was there a moment, and what did that create for you? And as I mentioned at the beginning of this, I've been really stepping into breath work a lot more in the past 4 months, 3 to 4 months now. And what I discovered yesterday, as a matter of fact, so I went through this hour. So this was completely by accident. Let me just tell you, my friend. I went through 2 1-hour breath sessions back to back. I had like 20 minutes in between. And if you've ever done a breath session, OMG, they are intense. And so I went through this first one. I didn't know. I had no idea it was going to be the, like, I didn't know it was going to be a breath session. I thought it was like a teaching, you know, thing. So I was like excited about that. It's like, oh, I'm going to learn, you know, about somatics and practices and breath work and all that stuff. And then they're like, yeah, we're doing an hour long session. And I was like, oh, and I had already scheduled an hour long session with a breathwork facilitator, practitioner, you know, at the top of the hour after that. So it was really, you know, not what I was anticipating. But to get back to the connection here was during that first one, there was a point in which is why I'm like discovering this and the power of breathwork is there was this moment where in, you know, we had set an intention for the session and the girl was amazing who was walking us through this. It was a huge group. There's probably like 300 people in the group, but, you know, virtual, and just walking us through this. And it got to this point where I could feel like this release happening and there was a connection to my ancestral lineage and this intention that I had set and how this was connected to ancestral lines, both on the, you know, ancestral soul currently, but also soul lineage, right? Soul ancestral lineage. And so there was just like this feeling of connecting to that and shifting and releasing on this bigger scale during it. And I was like, oh, it just felt so good. And I was like, wow. Like I had not really brought in the esoteric, the spirituality into breath work. It had been more of me kind of learning, you know, working with the body, working with the breath, that kind of idea. But then having that experience yesterday was like, wow, like this is good. Like this is good stuff. Like, yes. And I can see the potential in using this with my own clients and in my own work, right? And the things that I do in my healing sessions and one-on-one work with clients or, you know, events that I do. Like I can see how this can, you know, really come through. And it's funny, I've been getting a lot of like, you know, taps on the shoulder of like, Danny, full moon circle, right? Because I do a new moon circle every month, but now I'm getting like full moon circle. And so I can really see how bringing like a breath, like having a breath work session during full moon, like, ooh, I just got chills with that. Definitely something to consider. So there was that. And then I go into like, I'm so exhausted, right? After this, like so drained. I was feeling nauseous, like I had moved so much energy. And then I go 20 minutes later into this next session. I told the girl, like, I just had a really intense session. I didn't want to tell her it was a breathwork session because I was like, oh, it's a different company. I didn't really want to, like, you know, put that out the way. So I was like, I just had a really intense session. And so I just want to take it kind of easy. And she's like, sure, no problem. She's super, super cool about that. And so she was walking me through, and as I was again connecting into this intention that I had, which was very much more business related, this intention that I set was like very business related, and as I was feeling into that and feeling into that and feeling into it, it came to a couple of different things, you know, working with inner child and whatnot. And I felt at this one point as I was integrating, I felt this like, oh, I want to say like arms like around me, like being held and supported by, you know, my spirit team, my guides, my, you know, ancestors, you know, the Akashic records. I just felt like this, like I was just really being held and supported by the universe, that I was like, oh, and it was just like another just really beautiful moment of like, wow, this is powerful. And this is another way to connect into my intuition, connect into, you know, a higher power, a higher source, information. Like it was just, again, so yeah, really, really powerful. I'm telling you, my friend, like breathwork is beginning to be something that it's like when you can't unsee, right? You know, you've heard that you can't unsee what you've seen. And I'm feeling that. It's like, I can't unknow what I know. Like now that I've had these experiences, and I can tell you, like, it didn't happen for me at first. Like I've tell you, I've been doing this for like 3 months. I've been meeting with a breathwork practitioner for the past 2 months, and I didn't really have these really huge connections or deep experiences until this past week. So it wasn't something that I just like, oh my God, I just had a breathwork session. I hear this a lot. I just had a breathwork session. It was absolutely amazing. And I shifted this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's awesome. I did not have that. But now I'm like, oh, okay. Now I know what you're talking about. So yeah, my friend, if you haven't looked into breathwork, look it up. And I hope to be offering that as part of my practice in a much more embodied place, you know, as I continue to do my own work with it, and also learning more, you know, looking at a couple of different opportunities to dive deeper into learning it more. And yeah, we'll see where that goes. But okay, all of that too. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you enjoy these check-ins, because sometimes I do these and I'm like, it's so therapeutic for me. But I'm like, do you really like it? do you fast forward to like get to like the topic, or do you enjoy this? I want to know. I want to let me know if you enjoy these check-ins, if you find yourself, you know, exploring these ideas as well. Let me know. Again, come on over to Cosmic Mystic Podcast over on Instagram. You'll find, you know, our post there for our weekly check-in. So let me know your weekly check-in, and let me know if you're loving hearing these weekly check-ins. Because like sometimes I'm like, wow, this is like 20 minutes into the podcast and all I've done is done a check-in. But here we go. It is what it is. Okay, so let's dive into this full moon in Virgo. So in sidereal astrology, our full moon will be in Virgo, and this is March 25th, 2024 at 1:59 a.m. Central. So 1:59 a.m. Central. So this full moon, you will probably feel most intensely on Sunday, especially Sunday evening as we move into Monday. But definitely, you know, just like the new moon, we feel this energy, 48 to 72 hours before and after the new moon. So we'll pretty much be feeling this over the weekend and into the new week. So remember, full moons, they are the opposite of the new moon. So in the new moon, we have the sun and the moon, you know, hanging out together. They're in the same sign, in the same degree, and they're basically side by side, right? Well, technically, on top of each other, if we appear from the sky. In a full moon, they are in opposite sides of the sky. So it's called an opposition. A full moon is an opposition of the sun and the moon. And so when we have this opposition, this stage in the cycle, it's when there are heightened emotions and potent creativity. Because we're talking about the moon, right? And the moon is our emotional aspect of ourselves. It's also the subconscious. And our sun is currently in Pisces. And so that means our moon is in the opposite sign, which is Virgo. So Pisces rules the 12th house, Virgo rules the 6th house. So we're looking at the ideas of, you know, with Virgo being the very structured, you know, material 3D, it's an earth sign. So there's that perfectionism and creating processes and systems. It's our daily life, right? It's like our day-to-day routines, where Pisces is more of the flow. It's transcendence, it's spiritual, it's a water element, so it's much more flowy. And so, you know, with the full moon, it's an opportunity for us to feel these emotions, right, a little bit more intensely, and especially whatever emotions are present at the time. So just like I've talked about, many of my students have heard me say this, and my clients as well, is like when we're talking about Jupiter, right? And it's this growth and expansive energy. And so wherever we see Jupiter transiting our chart, we're going to see that expansion. And it's going to expand whatever's there. So if, you know, the same kind of idea with the full moon, if your emotions have been frustration or fear or lack, you're going to feel that much more intensely. Also, on the flip side, if there's been a lot of joy and happiness and just, you know, bliss, then that is going to be more intense during this time. It also, we're reflecting those energies that I just talked about, right? So depending on the element, the zodiac sign, each full moon will be different. You know, this one's in Virgo, which is much more grounded. When we look at like an Aquarius full moon, that's really when we start to see some really interesting things coming out. Or we see a Leo full moon, right? A Scorpio full moon. Like, there are certain signs with the full moons. It's just like, ooh. But this is really a good, I don't want to say good. It's a time for deep gratitude for the blessings, for the experiences in your life. And, you know, it's a celebration. And a lot of people tend to focus full moon on releasing, letting go. And yes, and also celebrating how far you've come, what you've been able to create, right? Because the new moon is where we set our intentions. The full moon is like a checkpoint. It's like, we're halfway through, right? If you were to think of a project, I'm going to go back to like my corporate days, right? Where we had a project, and we set the, like, the goals and the metrics, right? Where, you know, our checkpoints along the way of the things that we needed to get done. We kind of set that map, and then we would check in, you know, every couple of weeks, or if it was a longer project, every month, right? Where we were like checking in. And that's what this experience is. It's in the, you know, the new moon is like getting clear on what that intention is and what you're wanting to bring in or call in or manifest. And then in the full moon, it's like, okay, where are we? Let's check in. What have we been able to accomplish? Where have we gotten stuck? What are we celebrating that we've completed, or the new awareness that we've received? And then where are we holding ourselves back? Where are we stopping ourselves? Where are we blocking ourselves? What's triggered, right? Because whatever it is, it's been occupying your energy, right? Or you can also look at it as the story that's been running in your head. So the full moon is a time to kind of wake you up, in a sense, to like, okay, what have I been doing these past 2 weeks? So it's a time to now recommit to your intention, recommit to a project, recommit to a relationship, and to the things that mean the most to you. It's an opportunity. Think of it this way, an opportunity every single month to recommit to you, to recommit to the life you are creating and the life you are living. You get to do this every single month. And if you just follow new moon and full moon, you have two opportunities every single month to check in. This is why I love looking at this, you know, whether it's woo-woo or not, it's nature, it's natural rhythm, and it's one of the best tools, guides, mentors that we can possibly have as humans. So the light of the full moon will often illuminate what is working and amplify the areas maybe that we need some work on. And that can show up in different ways, right? That can show up in frustration and anger, and that could show up in disappointment. That can show up in arguments, right? Argument with a friend, a loved one, a family member, right? We can show up in different ways. It can show up in giving up. It can show up on procrastination. It can show up in so many different ways. This is why it's such a great opportunity for us to tune in and connect. And then let's talk a little bit about these two opposing energies. As I said, we're talking about earth and water here. The sun being in water and the moon being in an earth element, and the day-to-day life. So with this particular full moon, we do have an aspect to a particular planet with both the sun and the moon, because they're in their opposition. And so the planet is Pluto. But before I get to talking about Pluto, just looking at this idea of Virgo, the full moon in Virgo, is the opportunity to look at the practicalities, because talking about an earth sign here, so the practicalities of life and our specific flow, our specific creativity, our specific spirit, and how these are intertwined. So looking at how are you bringing in that flow? How are you in the day to day? Like, is it rigid? Are you allowing creativity? Are you allowing space? Are you allowing God, divine, universe, spirit, higher self into your world? And how are you doing that? It's also a really good opportunity to reevaluate how we show up in our natural gifts. How are we allowing our natural gifts to be seen and shown and expressed in whatever way that's going to work for us, right? So I kind of see this as really two things that we can look at here, again, from a, self-development, personal growth, self-mastery, self-awareness kind of idea. And that is, we can use the practicality of the earth energy of Virgo to gather facts in murky waters. Gather facts in this kind of, right, Pisces, I've talked about this with the Pisces energy. It can be really fluid and a little dreamy. And so it's kind of murky. It's kind of hard to see. But if we pull fact, right, what's the facts, the logic, the practical, and coming from this place, And then also on the flip side is, are we blocking spirit? Are we allowing ourselves to connect with our intuition, to connect with spirit, to connect with the divine? So there's two ideas here. We can use that earth energy to gather the facts in what may be harder for us to see, to discover, to understand. And then also opening ourselves up to connect with our divine knowledge, our divine wisdom, the inner guidance system, right? Now, when we pull Pluto, and we look at the energy of Pluto, Pluto is all about power and influence and deep transformation. So when we look at it with the sun and the moon, there's a more of an awareness of the power that you have and the influence that you have in your day to day and those around you. And looking into the deeper work, looking into the shadow self. Now, if we come back to the beginning of this conversation, talking about the spring equinox and the light and the dark, this is an opportune time to look at the deeper understandings of the shadow, which I learned a long time ago is not so dark, and I'm going to put this in air quotes here, dark, but more so what is driving behavior, because all behavior is serving a purpose. Let me repeat that. All behavior is serving a purpose. Even the behavior, my friend, that you're sitting here like, but I don't like that behavior. I don't want to do that behavior anymore. I'm tired of that behavior. Yes, absolutely. Gotcha. But there is a purpose. It is serving some sort of purpose in your life right now. And so this is an opportunity for us to look at some of those things. So I would look at the day to day. And if you're like, man, I don't really like that this is happening, or I'm kind of tired that this is happening. Great. What is the pattern? What is the belief? What is the habit? And what purpose is it serving? And during this full moon, spring equinox energy, along with moving into eclipse season, Mercury retrograde, all of these things are coming up in this next week. How, or next couple of weeks, I should say. How are we going to choose to move through this? How are we going to shift? This is such a beautiful reflection period, even with spring equinox, right? Because even if we are beginning this new season and we're kind of coming out of that reflection, we do still have this moment right here as we begin. Right? We can't just hit the road. If you're going to go on a trip, I use this analogy a lot. If you want to go on a trip, do you just hop in the car and go? Probably not. You probably have, thought about where you wanted to go, maybe even got directions on how to go there, or, booked the ticket, right, to fly, packed a bag. There's some things that you did. You didn't stop there and go. The same kind of idea. We're not just going to start this season. We're not going to just go. That's when we are unconscious. That's when we were asleep. That's where we were unawake. But you are awake, my friend. Your eyes wide open. And you get the opportunity right now to decide, to choose. And so what is it that you are deciding to choose this season? All right, my friend, this has been episode all around this full moon in sidereal Virgo and spring equinox and all the other goodness in between. My friend,
until we meet again. Keep shining your unique light.